Over the weekend, insurgents attacked Iraq's notorious Abu Ghraib prison. More than 40 Americans were hurt in the battle, as well as more than a dozen Iraqi detainees. A U.S. military spokesman estimates that around 50 of the insurgents were wounded. The United States is holding over 10,000 detainees in its prison system in Iraq, almost 3,500 of them at Abu Ghraib. It's been about a year since the prisoner abuse there came to light. Recently, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro went with the U.S. military to take a look at the facility, and she sent us this report.
Winding up the metal steps of Abu Ghraib's watchtower, Major Robert Barry points out over the open-air prison.
Now, this is what's considered Camp Redemption. This camp here has only been used by the U.S. military since last summer.
It may be called Camp Redemption to Barry and the other reservists with the 306th Military Police Battalion out of Uniondale, New York, who arrived here in January. But Iraqis and the rest of the world know it as Abu Ghraib, where prisoners were abused after the U.S. invasion in 2003.
We're still getting the basic requirements of the Geneva Conventions. Each of these tents throughout the entire facility here, as you can see here, the little air conditioning unit.
The Geneva Conventions are mentioned here a lot now. Staff Sergeant Evil Morales is normally a police detective in Brooklyn, New York.
Every single soldier gets briefed on the Geneva Convention. We also have a Geneva Convention rulebook in the base that we always look at and follow.
A huge metal gate is unlocked to enter the main area where the prisoners are kept. The around 3,000 detainees held here now are housed in large outdoor pens that are surrounded by barbed wire and divided into three main sections. Each compound has a tent and an area with a shower and a toilet. The system is not ideal, as a recent downpour showed. The open-air sewers overflowed and inmates were mired in mud and waste for days. Camp Buka in the south of the country holds twice as many detainees as Abu Ghraib. The MPs here say the system is not overcrowded, but prisoners taken in the November offensive in Fallujah and aggressive sweeps before the January 30th elections mean that the detainee facilities are holding double what they did 5 months ago. Human rights organizations worry that the dramatic increase in numbers could lead military police units to be overstretched, and that in turn could lead to more abuse. But Major Robert Barry says the control of the camp is maintained in a very straightforward way.
One way we kind of implement our control here is a privilege-based system. If they follow the rules, they get more privileges. If they don't follow the rules, they go to these more segregated compounds and they get less privileges.
Barry goes on to say that all detainees get their cases reviewed every 6 months. But at a demonstration prompted by the presence of a reporter in the camp, some prisoners disputed that. One man shouts, "My family and children are living without me. There's been no accusation. I've just been thrown into Abu Ghraib. Every time I talk to them, they say tomorrow and after tomorrow. But there's been nothing until now," he says. "I've been here a year and 8 months." In a different part of the camp, 113 Iraqi boys under the age of 18 are being held. Some of them look tiny. They too begin to shout out, saying they want to go home. They call out their names and ask the visiting journalists to tell their families where they are. Sergeant First Class Brian Taylor rushes out from a small office. He thinks the shouts mean a fight has broken out, a regular occurrence.
Lord have mercy. They are a full-time job in themselves. We used to think the adults were bad. And then we got all the juvies down here and we're like, man!
The youngest of the juvenile detainees here are 13, according to Taylor. But he says that doesn't mean that they're here for no reason. He says one of them was caught lobbing grenades at a U.S. military convoy. The military says it's opened a school at the facility where another detainee who's a teacher gives the children classes.
So we'll draw the blood.
Captain Lawrence DeShields, a doctor at the newly built field hospital near Camp Redemption, treats a sick detainee. It's the first U.S. military field hospital ever to treat prisoners exclusively. And the military says detainees are now receiving the same standard of care as American soldiers. At the notorious Abu Ghraib prison, the redemption the U.S. military is seeking is its own. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.
I'm going to check you out, okay?
I'm